Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things he must be released for a little while. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus, and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now when 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison, and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Chapter 20.
Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Amen. That was Revelation chapter 20. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We're thankful for everything. Everything. Precious Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We acknowledge that you are God. Amen. You are the Spirit of the Father and of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's so much in this chapter. And following Revelation 20, there's two chapters that describe heaven and the glory of the Lord that fills heaven. This series is called The Glory of the Lord. That's the answer for every person on the earth. The chief end of man, to know God. Man was born, man and woman was born to fellowship with God. Yes, fellowship with God. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. His glory and his majesty is beyond human words. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is on the earth available to us. He is Jesus Christ unlimited. That's what a great man of God calls him. Jesus unlimited. And this chapter, Revelation 20, has so much. There's much about the millennium, about and then it finishes with the great white throne judgment, which is just, you know, leaves us speechless, really. So I want to keep this short message simple and focus on that portion and just encourage anyone, recommended reading, of course, the whole book of Revelation, but those last three chapters, and we see the seriousness of this, the absolute seriousness. Anyone not written in the book of life cast into the lake of fire. So the number one thing a human being should do on the earth, make sure their name is in the book of life. How do they do that? Come to Jesus Christ. Give your life to Him. Receive Him. If someone doesn't hear the gospel, just go straight to the higher power, God. Seek, give Him your life, and that person will be saved. So serious. But when we know Him, it's a celebration. And there is, it's an eternal celebration, and the greatest celebration of all, His presence, His glory, His majesty. In Psalms, it's called the glorious splendor of your majesty. Yes, believe it or not, you can forget everything else and just go straight to Him. And everything, when someone meets Him, everything will make sense. It all, you know, He causes us to be alive through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then everything becomes, you might say, you know, even though it's hard living on the earth, it's things become wonderful and glorious and they're redeemed and, you know, the Bible comes alive. We'll have harmony in our personal life. That's what every person wants. We want joy, happiness, peace. We want the good things, don't we? We want harmony. We want health and healing, and He gives all of that. That all flows from Him, His being, and His glory and majesty. They're the natural result of knowing Him. So you might say, I've said this before, but if this ministry just gave one message, it would be a 30-second message. Go straight to God till you find Him. And when you find Him, you'll find what humans were born to do. Know Him, and then ultimately fellowship with Him. That's the fellowship is only reserved for those who seek Him with their whole heart. And get into those, there's four phases of knowing Him. A great man of God wrote in one of his books, God wants to make it easy for you to walk with Him and know Him. And that's such truth there, because you think about it, if we have God Almighty with us, within us, all around us, then He will lift us up into the power of His might and His strength and His glory. That's only makes sense. You know, that it's like having the greatest. I mean, He is the greatest being. Let's just think about that. If an angel came and said, told, you know, if we were in the presence of an angel, humans, we would just fall down on our face in awe of His glory. And that's just one angel, which God made. And if the angel said, I want to strengthen you, I want to be with you, I want to uphold you, we would just always be in victory and have, well, we've got Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, in our spirit person, and all around us, because His glory is everywhere on the earth. Amen. So many things, let me try to finish with this. So many things distract us from this. We all fall into that. I mean, we could just, there's hundreds, thousands of things. But if we just have this one thing, seeking the Lord, just seek Him, get rid of your old nature, and when you find Him, a human being will find what they were born to do. And it's, and so few get there. So few. Let's never look at what other people are doing. If we are in a service or we hear them, we can pray for them, lift them up. They're trying. At least they're trying. But let's look just to Jesus Christ. And if you're born again, if you know Jesus, He's with you right now. He says, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. He's, I'm with you always. How? Through the Holy Spirit, and then, amen. Glory to God forever. Reinhard Bonnke pointed that out. He said, let's think about that. Jesus said, I'm with you always. He was talking about how God set up the perfect plan, the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen.